but today was one of those days. So I'm so glad to wind down my evening with family and friends. That's what we are here. This is a Wonderful Approach Radio. This is the Wonderful Approach family with Mother Eagle Ministries. And each Wednesday we get together and share, to learn, to build, to grow, to shed tears, to table the discussion and come back to the dinner. We're constantly working, growing, building, and it's wonderful to be able to do that in such a great company, because that's what this is. I know last week we spoke, we were speaking about spring cleaning, and it was an absolute phenomenal show. I'm going to bring my co-host, Mama Khadija, on to share all of the things that she found interesting, wonderful. For me, I had a couple of self-checks, okay? Everybody knows I'm very transparent on the radio. And so usually what's going on the radio, what's going on in my life, what is going on in the spirit world and everything else like that. But when we were talking about spring cleaning, you know, I have my regimen. You know, you have to clean the house. You have to wipe down all the shrines. And these are things that I do at the beginning of each year. But it seems as if almost seasonal, there's a different set of responsibilities that I get into to make sure that I'm ready for the next season. You know, our ancestors used to eat by the seasons. So when this grew, when it didn't grow, they didn't eat it, okay? They didn't force themselves to be out of sync with nature. And so we were, last week we spoke about cleaning the house, cleaning your spirit, cleaning your thinking, cleaning your outside of your body with our self-care. We have to stay on our self-care. We also spoke about our internal cleaning, making sure that we are, you know, eating the right foods and doing all of the different functions that our insides need as well. So I remember Sister Unique brought that up, and I found that during the week I was like, okay, am I doing what I need to do to prepare for spring cleaning? And for the callers that are not calling from Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, you may be thinking, like, what in the world are you talking about spring? It is 100% spring here. If you don't live in one of these great states, I don't know what you're doing, okay? But in Georgia, where I am, I've already seen evidence of the seasons changing, and nature is responding to it. I can see flowers popping up. I can see, I'm speaking to somebody about the pollen that's going on. Pollen's real for those that have sensitivities to it. And so, you know, for us here, there's already signs for spring. And so that means I'm already mentally working on those types of things. Before we get into our topic for today, I wanted to reach out to our wonderful, wonderful co-host that takes time out of her busy schedule each week to really help keep us on track. Okay, I absolutely love it. She keeps threatening to go somewhere. I don't know what she's talking about, because her insight is so valuable, and I love the layers that she provides for the show, having the many years of experience and, you know, just having a very disciplined spiritual life allows us to reap the benefits of that and also give us some inspiration for that. So I'm going to see if I can grab Mama Khadija, get her on the line. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Seven. Welcome, family. How is everybody doing? Everybody got their present this morning, and we are continuing in this not-so-new year, but this 2019 with our P's, our A's, our B's, our F's, whatever it is that we're going to embrace this year. We have them in hand and putting them to work. Now, I just wanted to comment on last week's show, just a tad bit, Seven, because you covered everything. But the only thing you didn't cover, I think, is something you're trying to get away with, is didn't cover the homework assignment.
Ah.
Remember that homework assignment?
I did.
Especially after Sister Unique mentioned, you know, she was taking us back. She was taking us back to our ancestors and what spring cleaning meant to them. And I think I started off talking about what spring cleaning meant in my household growing up as a little girl. But we were supposed to reach out to an elder and just, you know, sit and listen for a minute. So during this show, if anyone was able to complete that assignment or to start that assignment, please give us a call, press 1, let us know, share what the elder was able to share with you. Yes, we talked about physically spring cleaning, mentally spring cleaning, spiritually spring cleaning, and we got some really, really good ideas. And I know spring is a time of new growth and or continued growth. And that's something that Omi Shayun brought up, how that was her prayer, that's her hope. That's what she strives to do, just to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So we had an awesome, awesome show last week. And, yes, it is spring here in Georgia. I'm in South Georgia family. And I just I have to say this again this week. I don't know how many times I'm going to have to say it, but I just want to give a shout-out to all of my people that have reached out to me in my time of need and said, Mama Khadijah, I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you. You know, do you need anything? I'm still getting those calls. And that
awesome.
Definitely is a source of joy in my life, knowing that people are using that toolbox. People are going in there and saying, hey, I need to support Mama Khadijah right now.
That's
you know,
right.
So I'm going to call her and see how she's doing and if she needs anything. So
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to shout out to my folks. And
mm-hmm.
also, if you have been having some difficulty reaching out to me, it's because I have a new number. And please notify 7. She can give you my new number and so that we can connect, because I know there's some more people that have been trying to reach out that haven't been able to. So I'm excited about this week's topic, joyful living. That's an awesome
yes.
one, and it's such a light topic, 7.
Yes.
And you mentioned that, you know, let's lighten it up this week. And I really
yes.
appreciate that because, you know, today is my day of fasting and cleansing and stuff. And
yes.
additional prayer and, you know, that sort of thing. So it's a blessing to go into this show with very light and joyful topic. So let's get it on. Let's see what you got, Seth.
It's interesting. Joy is an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. And we had this conversation Sunday, all right? And I was like, you know what, I really, because we have been hitting people over the head, including ourselves. We're in it. We're in it just with everyone else. But I was like, I said, the Spirit is pressing upon me to talk about joy, you know. And I remember the first book that I wrote, I'm doing all this great stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got this. And I was supposed to write about joy, and I froze. That was difficult 11 years ago to sit and to think about joy. And I was like, well, if I had money, Well, if I had a friend, And so I found that, or if I could buy these new shoes, But I was finding that I was equating joy to other things that could limit my joy. You know, joy is defined as a feeling of great pleasure and happiness, which is, that's what I understand joy to be. But then I started to realize, this was 11 years ago, I was like, well, wait a minute. If my joy is contingent on this other person, then this other person is controlling my joy. I don't want to do that, you know. If money is controlling my joy. If I can't be happy unless I have $100 in the bank, then is money controlling my joy, you know? And so I really had to stop and think about ways to derive joy, great pleasure and happiness that were not linked to other people and that were not linked to money, okay? Where is this joy coming from? I needed a joy center that was mine to control. And then, you know, so as I'm starting to reshape this joy idea 11 years ago, I realized how much we don't have joy in our lives. Just something very basic. Or we have other people that hold our joy hostage. You know, I will do this for you if you do that for me. And so we have this tug of war going on. And it's very unhealthy relationship with joy. And so this Sunday, I was like, okay, we have to move this energy. We have to transform this energy. And the joy came back. And I was like, all right, let me think about this. Let me build on this. 11 years ago, it was truly a foreign concept. Outside of spending time with my children, I did in family, I didn't really have what I would call a joy center. 11 years later, it was a very different look. I was able to look and see I derive joy from this, I derive joy from that, and I was able to, you know, easily, and I'm almost 50. So if you haven't seen it, if you don't know how to access it, don't be surprised. You know, it takes a minute. It takes practice. But at my age, at my space now, I'm like, I can see the joy. And it made a big difference. And so from Sunday, I've been thinking about joy. I've been concentrating. I've been talking to Mama Khadija. Monday morning came, I said, Mama Khadija, some things are going to happen this week. Whatever we're looking for to happen is going to happen this week. And it did in a huge way. And things that had been delayed were released. Things I wasn't even looking for came about, like landed in my lap. And so just me shifting the brain and thinking about joy actually created more and bigger places for this joy center to occur and bigger pathways for me to get there. So I was like, is it that simple of just changing your mind and looking for joy and thinking about joy? Does that actually, is that enough to create joy, you know, once you understand what it is and what it isn't? So it's been, and I'm dog tired. I am working, building up for retreat. Hello, all my retreat people. We're going to see y'all in just a second. It has been adventurous. It's been challenging. But since Sunday, since I started thinking about this joy and thinking about how to go about it, it has truly fallen in my lap. And it's been falling all around me. So all those people close by, I want you to think about, you know, where that joy piece has been at. Where, how's it touching you? How's it coming into your life? Mama Khadija, what did you think about the joy conversation when we started this one Sunday?
I thought, well, this is something nice and light. But, you know, we always go into these topics thinking they're nice and light, and they end okay. up. You know, we got to really dig deep to get to, you know, the essence. And I first mm-hmm. looked up what happiness was. And, of course, the dictionary said that happiness was delight, enjoyment, satisfaction. The dictionary said that joy is an emotion of great pleasure, good fortune, a state of happiness, and all like that. Now, some people would say that just by definition, that there's no real big difference between joy and happiness. But I think there's a big difference. A big, big difference.
I think so too.
Happiness.
I think so too.
Yeah. Happiness is an emotion. It is usually situational, as you mentioned, or circumstantial. You're happy because you got the job you were looking for. You passed the test. You're happy that you got married, that you found the lost item. All of these things are outside of yourself. Now, joy, on the other hand, has nothing to do with external things. Well, it doesn't, it's not completely having to do with external things. Joy is an attitude, and it's an attitude of the heart. And that's why we have to search for joy, because many of us don't have that heart connection. So the joy is in our heart. I remember as a little girl and going to a Bible school and church and stuff like that, and we used to sing this song, "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart." And it was a real happy kind of song. So, but it is, it's a matter of the heart. And joy is a state of mind. It's a part of your essence and who you are. And happiness is evoked or invoked by things that are outside of yourself. But joy is what's inside of you, invoked by love. And I had to think about this. I mean, I really had to put some energy into what kind of things invoke this joy. Love, surrender, service, obedience, and those kinds of things bring about joy in your heart. And, you know, like I said, a lot of times we get these topics and say, oh, this is an easy topic, or we're going to have a lot of callers, whatever, whatever. But this is some heavy-duty stuff. You know, this is something that we really, really need to reflect on, like you've been reflecting since Sunday. Yes. And joy is one of those topics that you really have to reflect on. And I want people to understand the difference between the external and the internal. You can see how those things that I mentioned earlier, getting a job, finding a lost item, you know, getting a new boyfriend, getting married, whatever, will bring about happiness.
Right.
But that state of mind of joy. Now, happiness can bring about and can invoke joy.
Yes.
But joy can be invoked by, like I said, the love and the surrender and the service. You know, if your life is lacking joy, look at these things. Look at the love. Who do you love? How do you show that love? You know, what have you surrendered to? And surrender is another one of those topics that, that's another show.
Please.
But surrender.
That's one of those forgiveness shows. We have to table that one for now.
Okay. Now, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
I did some reflection on how we can get that joy into our life.
Okay.
If you're looking for joy, and if you've been kind of, you know, dealing with some happy issues, that's good. But happiness can be very temporary and, like I said, circumstantial. Joy is a matter of the heart. It's a condition of the heart. People that have joy in their heart usually can see the glass half full and not half empty.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I've outlined a couple of things that, you know, we can do to bring joy into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we okay, go ahead, Seven.
I can wait. Go ahead.
Well, I've got a long list of things because I know I needed this, and I know some of our family needs it too. So you go ahead and I'll get back to me.
Okay, so while I'm going to speak, I'm going to tell everybody, get your pen and paper. I do the show with pen and paper every week because I know someone's going to say something, and I'm like, oh, I've got to write this down. Just like, you know, I was speaking about 11 years ago when this joy was really vacant. I didn't have a good grip on it. Joy is one of those things that can slip away from you, and you will not realize it. And this is why we're here together as a family talking about it. You know, sometimes you can get so bogged down with life. You can get bogged down with, you know, life and everything that life brings, that you will forget that you don't have your joy level high enough. You know, I do readings and consultations for people, and there are some times where I'm like, your life force is low. Joy is one of those things that feeds your life source. It's one of those things that keep you motivated, keep you waking up in the morning and getting out the bed. You know, joy is that thing you can go to that you know is going to bring you comfort and you know is going to that you control. No one else can control your joy. If someone else is controlling it, it's not your joy, it's theirs. We all need to be in contact with our joy centers so that when it rains, not if it rains, when it rains, please understand, you can be a spiritual, you can be a guru, sit under the tree all day. No matter what, it's going to rain, okay? But we need a place, a shelter that we can go to. And these joy centers are a wonderful place to seek refuge from this rain, okay, because it's going to rain. So, you know, as we're talking about joy, I hope all the listeners that are listening now and those that will tune in later, I want you to think about where is your joy levels right now? What can you see in your life that is bringing you joy that you control, that's not dominated by money, is not dominated by financial means? You know, if you have to fly to Tahiti to find joy, we may have a problem, okay? So what can we do to increase this joy? And where is your joy center? You know, so Mama Khadija, please give us, I know you have a list for us. What is that piece? What is that joy piece?
All right. Well, the very first thing that came to mind was we're not in touch with our joy center. We're not as connected to our heart as we really should be. So quiet your mind with meditation. Reflect on what's inside. Reflect on what's inside. It's there. It might be small. It might be just a flicker, but it's there. Reflect on that and access that. Gratitude is also another way to bring joy into that heart. Gratitude, you can have gratitude as a part of your prayer. You can journal your gratitude. But just thinking about what you're grateful for will bring more joy into your life. Of course, prayer and affirmations. When you pray, there's got to be some joy there in your heart. It's like making a deposit in the bank. You're making a deposit in your heart. When you make an affirmation, you're making a deposit, a joy deposit. Another thing that we live in a time where mothers are trying to juggle housework and laundry and husbands and children and jobs and sometimes career. We are juggling so much and doing so much, a lot of times we miss the joy. because we're juggling all these other things. So the fourth way to bring that joy into our heart is to slow down. As they said back in, I don't know, 10 years ago, popularized a saying was, you know, stop and smell the roses.
Right.
Basically, you know, slow down. Slow down
right.
and see what's there and feel what's there and hear what's there.
Right.
Being joyful means living in the present. Because if you're not in the present, then you can't access it. You don't know what's there. So you have to be present in order to feel the joy. And sometimes we get caught up with our past or the past, what's going to happen in the future so much that we miss out on the present. So be present. Number six is declutter. Declutter your life of people, places, and things. If something does not serve you any longer, you have to get rid of it.
We spoke about
that
spring cleaning.
That you went to, it goes right back to the spring cleaning. Okay, so we'll say spring cleaning / declutter.
Okay.
Because when you've got all this stuff around you and all this stuff happening around you and all the drama and everything else, you can't access the joy. Or let's say you don't access the joy. Of course, love is a big thing when it comes to joy. You know, give others what you want for yourself. I had somebody tell me that if you want to get something, you really want to get something and you're having a hard time accessing it, give it away. Give away what you want and it will come back to you. So give that love away. How many hugs did you give up today? How many smiles did you give up today? Something as simple as that. It doesn't have to mean that you have to be in a committed relationship or it has to be something, you know, big and extravagant. It could be something that we would consider a very small nicety. Joy, you have to forgive. That's the big number eight. You have to live in forgiveness. Because if you don't live in forgiveness, then you end up allowing whatever that hurt, that pain, that grudge, that hostility, that resentment to block your joy. It can be blocked. So let's forgive ourselves first and then forgive others. Number nine, I have service. Because I'm a big service person. Service.
Oh, service. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Service. You want to bring joy into your life? Provide a service. Service is a must. Charity, tithing, doing something for someone else, and not expecting anything in return will bring joy into your joy center, into your heart. And of course, last but not least, because there are probably 100 other things that I can say, but time will not allow, surround yourself with positive people, have positive experiences, and I always say surround yourself with beauty. It could be a flower. It could be appreciating nature. It could be, you know, any of those natural things as well as some of the other things. Art, music, all of that. Whatever your definition or whatever your expression of beauty is, have it a daily part of your life on some level. And that's not to say you have to be outside in the woods, you know, appreciating nature all day long. But, you know, when you go out and get in your car and get ready for work, you know, to travel to work, just enjoy the beauty of the tree, of the blade of grass, of the flower. Have those positive experiences and recall them. Share them with your family, with your children, with your friends.
Yes,
so that
absolutely.
Positive aspect is a big part of having that joy center boosted. Boosted. So these are ways to bring, just some of the ways to bring that joy into your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I want to remind everyone, this is a family show, meaning we have two houses, at least two, I see a couple more houses represented here. Feel free to join in, share with us, let us know, tell us about your joy center, tell us about how you nurture and protect it. Share with us even if you don't know where it is or what's going on. But you can always press 1 to join us in the conversation. Let us know what you're thinking about, how you're feeling, and where your particular joy center was. One of the reasons, okay, so pressing 1 gets you into the conversation. One of the reasons I remember this joy piece so well is this 11-year mark is so strong. This is when I found one of my connections to nature. And I remember there was a big tsunami. I felt it in Georgia, and I think it was on the other side of the world. And I was so upset. I was at it in I was at Mama Khadijah's, and she was like, "Look, you have to get out of here with all that. You know, you're pulling energy. You're just spiraling. You know, you need to get outside." And I'm like, "I'll go outside," and I'm puffing and puffing, and I take my little blanket out to the park, out to Sweetwater, and I had a bag of popcorn that I was going to eat, and I go out to the park to continue to be mad and sad at the loss of life. You know, I was hurting. I was going through this, and so I go out here, and it's cold. It's February. And the blankets to sit on and to kind of cover up with. And as I go out there, I see these big Canadian geese, okay? When you're sitting down, these geese are eye level to you, okay? And I've seen enough animals gone wild to know this was not really promised to be a good experience, okay? And I was sitting. I was all the way sitting down. Like, I wanted to get up and run. I wanted to, like, kind of move away, but I couldn't. I was committed to the sit. So I was just sitting there as this, you know, huge goose is looking at me eye to eye. And then this goose sits on my blanket with me and puts his head on my leg. And I'm frozen. And I felt amazing. And about 3 or 4 other ducks came out, geese came out. And then one stuck their head in my popcorn bag. I was like, "Oh, you can have it." So they're eating my popcorn, but they're rubbing their heads on me. They're rubbing their wings on me. They're just, and it's a cleansing. And I, from that point on, I had, quote, unquote, I called it duck therapy, okay? And duck therapy is just any time you go out into nature and allow nature to interact with you, you know, whether it's for cleaning, for education, for consoling at that moment. And so this was the duck therapy. And I've taken, you know, family, boys out, and they'll see me sit with the ducks, and the ducks will bring their little ducklings during the spring. Oh, it's a wonderful experience. And for me, that helped me to understand joy. This was not something that anyone else controlled. This was, and every time I think about it, it brings me, you know, to this happy place and sends out vibrations. I know it does. that I am ready to receive this joy. And that's exactly what happened Sunday. And so as you're sending out these vibrations of joy, like Mama Khadija just reminded us, that joy comes right back to you. So you're sending it out and you're thinking about it and you're feeling it and your spirit is reaching for it. And turn around, the universe will come and give you what you're looking for. May not be the way you thought it was, but it's exactly what you needed. So and that's part of living a joyful life, when you are cycling joy, you know, because when I'm having a good day, that affects, hopefully, at least 10, 20 other people. You know, and I get to share these moments of joy here on the radio, on calls, you know, with my family, and everyone gets the benefit of this joy. So your joy, not only am I cycling it, but those around me, those in my circle, those that I'm supporting and those that are supporting me, they're also getting the benefit of this joy. So it is necessary and contagious, and we need to be producing more of it, because love's in need of love today. You know, we absolutely are in need of more positive energy. We're in need of more joy. We have on the radio 15,000 reasons to be not joyful, okay? We have a country that is in pain from all of the disgruntled and the intentional hurt that's going on. We have race relations that are probably at a peak when it comes to being so underminedly ugly, you know? And so there's so much joy that's needed. We don't get it. Our songs and our music can be very negative. That negativity has its own cycle going strong. It's a machine. We need to have a joy machine, and so that we can be creating this positivity for our families and for our communities. In your community, we become a global community as all of this is continued to be produced. So it's really important. It's really important. Mom, could you have a caller that would love to speak, if that is all right with you? Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the show. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Is that me? Is that me?
That is you.
That is me.
Greetings.
Hi,
how
greetings,
you doing?
Everybody. Peace and blessings. I just got one quick thing to say. Last week, I missed the call, but I just so happened to just be in tune with you all, because I was talking about joy to myself in my journal. And I said to myself, I said, you know, the old people in church, they would say, you know, I got the joy that the world didn't give to me, and the world can't take it away. And
I
actually know what that means now.
Yes.
I know what it means, and I'm so grateful for my foundation, for my family, and the support, and I just wanted to share that with y'all.
Amen. Amen. And that's so important. Thank you so much for calling in, and there is definitely something going on where we're in tuned to a vibration, you know, so that's a bit of a confirmation. I'm glad you said that, because we are 100% in the middle of something bigger, and we're getting the vibrations and everything else like that. So thank you so much for sharing, sister.
Welcome. Love you.
Love you too. Yeah, that's super important. And again, this is where we talk about someone not being able to impact your joy center. If they can't, if they're not the ones in charge of your joy, they can't give it to you and they can't take it away. You know, so this is when they talk about, you know, who's controlling you, who's that. You need to know this, okay? And you need to have opinions about it. No one needs to be in charge of your joy but you, because only you are going to truly nurture it the right way and, for me, protect it. You know, you have to, sometimes you have to actually protect your joy. I am in, with my work, with my daytime work, I'm in some situations and around some people that have no idea what joy is. They have, I don't even know if they were born with it. You know, I don't even know if they were ever in possession of it to have lost it, you know. And it's very hard being in those environments, being an open spirit like myself. And so we have to remember, I have to remember to protect my own joy even in those types of situations. I have to know that no matter what and no matter who I'm around, no matter what I'm going through, I can still control how I access my joy center. And, you know, I am in charge of that. That's mine. And so no matter what environment you're in, we have to find ways to create protection for that. It's going to be very important, because you have to know anything that has value, there is someone or something trying to stop it. You know, we can't sit here and pretend like everyone in the universe wants us to be happy, because if we did that, there wouldn't be a negativity machine, okay? So it's very important that we work hard, not just only to produce joy, but also to protect it. Allow yourself to feel possessive of your joy. You know, don't let anybody and everybody into your joy center. Allow it to be important. Mama Khadija, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful,
can
wonderful.
You hear me?
I got okay. You now.
I just wanted to say that you were saying that some of the people that you work with, I know you work, you do a very difficult job, but I believe that everyone that is born, when we come into this world, we have everything that we need. Now, mm-hmm. The life that we come into will either foster what we have inside, or it will tear it down. It will suppress it. You know, it will mash it down. It will eliminate it. But we have everything. We're born with all of our gifts and all the gifts of the spirit and all of that. We just, you know, the life that we are born into will determine which one of those gifts gets to be highlighted, accented,
mm-hmm.
pushed down, shoved away, or whatever. And I also wanted to comment on your duck story, your goose story. I do remember that time.
You remember
and
that? Yeah.
Just so that people have an idea about how to incorporate the few examples that I gave of how to bring joy into your heart. Right off the top, I can say that you employed surrounding yourself with beauty, with nature.
Yes.
Because
mm-hmm.
you went out to a very beautiful place. You know,
yes.
You enjoy that place. That place is a source of joy and contentment and all of that for you. So you employed
yes.
that. You slowed down.
Yes.
You were able to stop
I
and
stopped.
Smell the roses.
Yes.
You pulled,
yes.
Yeah, you pulled back from everything and said, I am
yes.
going out to the park, and I'm
yes.
going to, you know, just relish in nature's beauty. And also the love piece, you know,
mm-hmm.
feeding the geese, you know,
right.
spending time with them. So these are all the different ways. I just wanted to use that as an example of how to nurture, how to make those joy deposits in your heart. And I
that's
wanted
right.
to use the goose story as an example.
That's right. And you, Mama Khadija, speak about being out in nature all the time. You know, you make it very clear that is one of your therapeutic remedies. And I know for me, you know, there's times where you go out by yourself. There's times where I've been privileged to go with you. you know, these moments are maintenance for you almost. They feel like something like you have to do, you know, to keep everything floating and peaceful and everything else like that. I've seen you almost in the middle of a chaotic situation, and you're like, I'm going to the park. And I'm like, right now? Right now? I thought we were in the middle of something. And you're like, we are, and that's why I'm going to the park, you know. You don't have to wait until you're in the middle of a dire situation to call on these joy centers. You don't have to feel guilty about being joyful. This isn't something that you should have to hide, you know. So if you're around people and your light is shining a little too bright for them, you need to be around some other people, okay? You know, there should never be a time and place where your joy is questioned and you're made to feel a certain way because you are living a joyful life. You know, misery loves company, and that's the truth. I've seen it, okay? So it's so important that you get into that habit of protecting your joy. You know, and no matter what that means to you, but protect it.
And you've heard me say that these things that I've mentioned and that we've been talking about are deposits, just like a bank account. You can't use all of your money and then try to go back to the bank and get more when you're run out.
Right.
So you absolutely have to continue to deposit money in your bank account so that when you need it, you can access it. And it's the same thing with joy. You know, this is an ongoing relationship that we have with our heart. It's ongoing. You know, you don't make a deposit the first of the year or on your birthday, and then you don't make another deposit until 4 or 5 months later. So remember, it's ongoing. We've got to continue to make those deposits. We've got to continue to boost it up, to build it up, just like a savings account. You got to keep putting that in so that when you need the money, it's going to be there for you. So when you need that joy, you have something to pull from. You have something
That's
to
right.
pull from. And all too often, we pull from our happy place.
Exactly.
Neglecting the joyful place.
Mm-hmm.
So we are pulling from those external experiences, but in our hearts, we're empty.
That's right. And it takes reflection to get there. You have to actually spend the time building this, okay? You have to find a way, a conversation, whatever is important to you. You have to find the way to get to your joy center. Happiness, like Mama Khadija says, just like anger, it runs out. It runs out. I don't care how mad you are. You mad at the world. You mad at God. That anger will run out. It runs out. And then what's in its place is healing. So when we're dealing with happy, happy is wonderful. But when you can get to that piece of joy, when you're that's beyond happy. That's long lasting. That's when you can look at this experience and have it for a moment of joy until. But Mama Khadija, I got a caller that wants to speak, okay? And I know this phone number. This is my sister. Sister Omi.
Okay.
Greetings, welcome to the show.
Greetings, family. How are we doing this evening?
Oh,
greetings,
Michelle.
Yay! Joy, joy, joy. I have joy in my heart. Yay!
Okay.
All right. I know. I'll keep my day job.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Y'all have hit so many points and ideas about joy. You know, you you're thinking, you're listening, you say, oh, okay, that works there and that works there. But my joy, I believe, is first of all, accepting God, whichever way we worship Him. Thanking Him for His blessings and getting up each and every morning, you know, with all our aches and pains, and just thinking that we can have another beautiful day to look at, whether or not it's storming outside or not, it's still a beautiful day.
Right.
Joy is amen. Joy is, you know, being accepted, I don't know if accepted, but being loved by family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that brings joy to them.
Yeah, and returning that love, you know, just a word or just a shoulder to cry on, or you know, just listening, you know, is that brings me joy when I can help others and others can help and respect me for me, and you know, my family, you know, my boys. You know, all kids, and, you know, we did got on our mom's nerves and everything, but we know we were loved, and passing that love down, you know, the best way that I can from what I've endured and seen in life and how I feel about certain subjects. So, you know, my joy is that way. So, And I think joy, like Seven said, is a reflection. What brought you joy 11 years ago might not bring you joy today because you've grown. And maybe some people still have that joy. They might still have somebody in their life or whatever their circumstances is that is still bringing them joy. But I think as we get older, can't think of the word. As we get older, our joy changes. Our
evolve.
Outlook. Thank you. Thank you.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So, but you know, I wish everybody peace, joy, and happiness, and that we all continue to grow and be loved and be loved by others.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. She said that so matter of factly. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Okay. I love it. I love it. You know, because we need it. Just like you said, we, you know, so many of us don't have it, have forgotten about it. You know, sometimes, something you said on me, Shayun, you know, some of us think it's silly, it's childish, it's something for children. You know what I'm saying? Because that's something we associate joy with children, you know. That's something that a child would do. No, that's something that a person should do, but we've just gotten out of the habit of doing it. Mm-hmm. But it's 100% something that every person needs to be doing. Everyone needs to be practicing joy, you know. And so thank you so much for reminding us about that. And really helping us to say, look, I deserve joy. You know,
that's right.
Joy is.
Mhm. That's right. And like you say, no matter what your joy is, and you know, going on the materialistic side, you know, if buying you those pair of shoes make you so happy for that situation, then, you know, if you can splurge and do that. But, you know, also know the core of why you weren't feeling that joy or what took your joy away. You know, the pair of shoes is nice, but you have to understand the reason behind it if it's not a pure joy. Am I saying that correctly?
That's a happy piece. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we have to start to dig a little deeper, you know. And I think that's the problem, not the problem, but that's some of the challenge that we experience between happiness and joy and between having joy as an adult versus a child is that sometimes you want to say, oh, that's for children. It's not for children. It's not childish. This is the very thing that can keep you going in the middle of a hard situation, is having those joy centers. So absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in and reminding us about that. You know, we're all worthy of joy, and we all need it in our life. And like I said, Mom Khadija said, it's time to make a change. So if you're not getting what you need, you know, you need to find a way to change your people, places, and things so we can get to our joy places.
Okay.
Amen.
So thank you so much for calling in. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I love it. But, yeah, we have
many
to really.
Many blessings. Many blessings.
Okay. Thank you so much, sis, for calling in. Thank you so much. But, yeah, Mama Keezy, do you have, like, one of those experiences, one of those go-to things that where you knew that either you were experiencing joy, you were starting a joyful practice, or what? Do you have one of those go-to moments?
Well, I was just thinking as Omi Shayun was speaking, and I just want to add something to one of those points that I brought up about, you know, bringing joy into your life. And I mentioned love and giving people what you want and so on and so forth. But I know you promised last year that we would revisit the unconditional love topic.
Oh, yes.
Now, I'm
oh, yes,
I'm
as long as you promise to do the topic. As long as you promise to be the guru on it.
Okay. I'll be the guru on it. Because that is another source of joy. That's another source of joy. When a baby is born, and you think about unconditional love and who has unconditional love. When you think about a baby being born, when you think about the relationship that you have with your dog or your cat, that baby loves you unconditionally. That dog loves you unconditionally. You can be the worst person in the world. You can be an axe murderer, you know. You can be
really,
a thief. Or you could be the best person in the world. But that baby is still going to love you, and that dog is still going to love you. In relationships, you know, many of us that are married, we have to acknowledge, no, our mates are not angels, you know. I'm not an angel.
Right.
But I love this person unconditionally. There are some people that do love their mates unconditionally. So that's making a deposit. That's making a deposit. It's just like, you know, for many, many years, I visited a prison in New Jersey, and I saw those older ladies. At that time, I wasn't that old. Older ladies and wives and children standing in line in the cold, in the rain, in the snow, to get into a prison to visit someone who had probably done something horrible. But that unconditional love for that person, I don't care what that person did. I don't care what my son did. I still love my son. I still love my daughter. You know, that's unconditional love. And that is definitely boosting that joy center that you talk
about.
Absolutely. That's making
it one of the harshest conditions. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And under the best conditions.
Yes.
You know, a baby and a parent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The love that some of these people have for Big Mama, for the grandmama, for Mimi, or for whomever, that's unconditional love, and that is a deposit in that heart. So that's my take on the unconditional love and how that fits into the joy.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely it does. Absolutely it does. It's 100% connected. I know for me, and I didn't realize this, you know, I always talk about my attitude for gratitude, okay? I am a very grateful person. I'm grateful for just about everything because I see everything as an opportunity for me to learn. Either it's a lesson or it's a blessing. But either way, I'm going to learn from it. You know, I'm going to make it my business to learn from it. And so when you have that gratitude piece so firmly in place, then you start to say, okay, you know, it's real easy to transform gratitude and things that you are grateful for into opportunities to create joy. So the very things that I am grateful for tend to be things that also bring me joy. And so as you're thinking, and I really hope that, you know, I know about my South Carolina study crew, and I know that quite a few people take these opportunities, take these topics, they apply them in their life. They think about them further. I believe Libby said she was journaling. And I'm like, you must have been to a retreat before. You know, so when you start pulling on those types of techniques, that's how we start to get to where we need to get to. And, you know, I speak a lot about the gratitude journal, you know, the attitude for gratitude. The more when you start creating gratitude, when you start increasing your thankfulness for all those things around you, I believe there's a direct correlation between your gratitude increasing and your joy increasing. And so, you know, for me, you know, for Mom Khadija, you always are speaking about that unconditional love because that is your go-to. That's your go-to. That's what you do. You know, for me, gratitude and faith, that gets you everything. You know, it gets you everything you could possibly want. When you have that faith in place, when you can be thankful for all that is around you, you'd be surprised how easy it is to create that joyful life and enjoy a lifestyle of joy. We're sharing, and this is what I do, but there was a time period where I was a lot heavier, okay? And it had nothing to do with birth and babies. It had to do with stress. It had to do with unhappiness. It had to do with lack of clarity, mental clarity. There were a lot of things going on right there, okay? And I was way heavy. Right now, I'm out of shape. Then I was unhealthy, okay? And it was really the beginning of me taking on a better and stronger work life in my spirituality, right? And so I remember participating. Mama Khadija might say I was working, but I was there participating. That first retreat, we were on a horse farm, okay? And I got the dog snot worked out of me. I'm snot free now. And it was so much work. We worked from sun up to sun down. We worked in the house, out the house. There was a time where I was smoking with my smoke pot, cleansing, had sage and all kinds of great ingredients in the smoke pot. And I was walking around this huge house, and I had like a horse or two behind me, dogs. They were all walking in a single file behind. Mom, remember that, Mama Khadija? Just walking behind
as
I was clearing the space. They were walking with me, okay? So I get back to work on Monday, and I feel like a used dish rack. I'm tired. And people are like, oh, my God, you look so good. I'm like, I look good. Did you hear me say I'm tired? They're like, oh, you know, you look like you lost weight. Did you do like a fat farm over the weekend? Like, what did you just come from? Because you're glowing and you look toned. And I'm looking at them like, are you crazy? But really what had happened was in that service piece, in that attitude of gratitude and getting that work in place, and in just being and starting to move into myself and who I was at my core, not who I thought life had made me to be, I was experiencing a different level of understanding and awareness about life, and that created joy that could be visibly seen in the middle of exhaustion, okay? So it was a wonderful experience, and that was only 2 days, and it made that much of a visible difference. And from that point on, the extra weight, I still have some ways to go, but it was like a cycle and a period where the weight was coming off. Honestly, y'all, I'm not going to believe this, but the top of my hair, I was balding. And now I look, I got locks all over the place, standing straight up, gray hair all over the place, but I was balding. I was losing my hair. It was more than thinning, you know. There were so many signs that I had moved too far away from my joy center. I had physical signs. I had mental signs, emotional signs, all of that. And so when I started to move closer to my joy center, that thing that would make me happy, the spiritual service, the people that I met, the relationships that were born, all of those things, so much of my life began to correct itself. And this was 12 years ago, all right? Just from Sunday, when we started thinking about this joy piece, to now, I've already seen how that joy will create opportunities to create more opportunities for you to have more joy in your life. So, and then situations change, and you'll be surprised at the blessings that just come forward. So that was 11, 12 years ago, and I've been searching and thriving to get back to those joy centers so I can showing other people how to get there. Hey, look, you feel like something's missing in your life? It is joy. You know, when's the last time you looked at that? When's the last time you even thought about your happiness and then tried to internalize it? So it's easy to overlook, but once it's in place, you'll know it. You will clearly know it.
Well, I'm glad you shared that story, and that was not a retreat. That was the Rites of Passage program for women.
That's Rites of Passage. Mm-hmm.
Rites of Passage, and I had a goddaughter who I'm not ashamed to say she's been kind of slacking. she called me up tonight, and she said to me, "How you doing, Mama Khadija?" I'm like, "Hey, how you doing? So glad to hear from you." We had been missing each other, and she said, "I am ready to work. I am ready to work. I am ready to work." So I want you to kind of give her a heads up. She comes on the line. She had to work tonight, but I don't know if she's on the line. But give her a heads up and let her know, you know, when you go to a rites of passage program, a retreat, a morning camp to work, you work.
Mm-hmm.
But the reward, great. That
Absolutely.
Service piece, that love. You know, I remember one thing, it always stands out in my mind. When I asked you to work the rites of passage, you were saying, "Oh, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I know this, and I don't know if I can help with this."
I didn't say I didn't
know. And I
know.
Said, "Look."
I said, "No." I said, "You crazy? You want me to do what? Oh, my goodness. Oh, I said no.
I said no.
I was very clear on that.
So.
I was like, you are,
you
that's special.
Well, I wasn't hearing that. I wasn't hearing that.
And no, you didn't hear none of that.
Gonna do this. You're going to do this. And as a result, I mean, it never ends.
That's right.
It was truly a big, big deposit in your joy center. Big deposit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm saying that. Tell the sister in South Carolina, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on and make your deposit now.
I will. I'm going to tell a funny story. I'm not sure if Ibrahim's on the line or not, but I'm going to talk about him anyway. I needed some help. I was doing a tour. That sounds insane, I know. But I was doing a tour, and I was going to South Carolina, North Carolina, and, you know, I said, you know, Ibrahim, why don't you just come see what I do, you know, just come see what it's like. He's like, okay. So we get there to my North Carolina crew, shout out to my North Carolina crew, and we are working, and we're traveling and stopping here to do some work and stopping there to do some work and dropping off these ingredients. And then we end up that evening doing a guided meditation. And at the end of the night, he was absolutely through to the point that the sisters were like, can I get you a pillow? Do you need some help? You know, and it was so wonderful. Everyone there was really trying to be helpful and supportive of the whole tour idea. And but when you are working, when you're actually working it, it is challenging. It can be challenging. But the joy that is created by knowing that you are part of something bigger for someone else can be so everything. It can be so awesome, you know, so you jumping up and down, sister in South Carolina, you jumping up and down to get you some work, I got work for you. It's a wonderful experience. We're about to get into the prayer line, but I do have a caller. I think somebody's ears have been burning. Let me see. I don't know. Let's see here. Greetings. Welcome
peace,
to the show.
Peace. Greetings.
Greetings, buddy.
I just wanted to say, and I'm going to let you go, wonderful show, first of all, and secondly, in my defense, it was my first time. Peace. Peace and greetings.
We love you, okay? Yeah. Look, when you are working in your joy center, that work doesn't feel like work. It's a different kind of work, okay? It's so enjoyable because we do a lot of work now. When spirit's done, we've seen the sun come up. Remember when we were in Tennessee, Mama Khadija?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that big retreat?
Mm-hmm.
And we could not get spirit settled down for nothing. And the sun was coming up, and we had not been asleep that night, okay? It was a lot of us. And we were working, okay? But
I
when
think
you're
we
living,
had, what, 22 people? We had about 22 people at that retreat.
It was a lot.
We had people sleeping everywhere.
Passing out. Look. When we were kids, we would go to the celebrations, and, you know, they got the drums going, and the songs are going, and the energy's high. And that is joy for me growing up. I knew that this was a good thing. This was positive. It's exciting. And the kids would pass out literally, and they would lay us like sardines in the room. They'd be like, go ahead, lay down. Like, there'd be some mama in there, you know, nursing and taking care of us. But for the most part, they allowed us kids to express ourselves until we literally passed out. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That was joy. You know, and sometimes for these joy centers, these joyful ideas, you may have to go back to childhood. Go back as far as you can until you get to that thing where you're like, I remember this joy. I remember this week. I mean, I don't, for the past month, I have not slept, I think, more than, what, 3 or 4 hours. You know, I'm getting late-night calls. I'm up, early morning calls. I'm up. And this joy piece hit me so hard, so good, that I slept through. I slept so hard, I woke myself up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you've ever woken yourself up. And it's not like your body woke up. It's like you kind of come to. You know, that's how hard I had slept. And I needed that sleep. It had been about maybe a month since I had gotten good sleep like that. So, you know, when you are in that moment of joy, everything about you starts to correct itself. You know, the sleep that you were missing, the food that you're missing. Before you were, I know, just getting completed with this big transition in our family, we've been having to force feed Mama Khadija. I'm like, you're going to eat some food. But now that she's getting back to her joy center, back to her life, back to her home, I'm noticing I'm not having to remind her to eat. I'm noticing that she's voluntarily allowing her body to rest and stuff. And so, you know, if you start to feel off, you are. You are. Ask where your joy center is. You know, and don't be far from your joy center, because the longer you're away from this joy, the harder it is to connect to. If your only joy remembrance is you playing double dutch, that's going to be hard to connect to as an adult. So you might have to upgrade that, you know, as you have start having adult joyful moments. You have to update that so that people can, you know, so that you'll have this memory and it'll be you in adult form, not you only in child form.
Right. Because you spent out, if you're 35 years old and the last time you felt joy was, you know, sitting on your daddy's lap when you were 3 years old, what happened to those deposits, you know, when you were 8, 9, 10, 11, all the way up to 35, you know? So we have to constantly, you know, make those deposits, constantly make those deposits. We can't live on that old stuff. We got to constantly put in, so when we need to access it, it's there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And remember, you're the one that's building this joy center, okay? So I've heard people say, oh, well, you know, my mother didn't do this for me. Or, you know, my father was cold-hearted, or I didn't know my dad, or however. And all of those things can influence your ability to make your deposits, but they can't stop you. And no matter what, you are still responsible for creating this. It's your responsibility. You are in charge of your joy. So we have to take, like I said, take that happiness and try to internalize it. Make it yours. Own it. You know, allow yourself to say, this is mine, and I'm going to shine it because you're deserving. So, Mama Khadija, as we're wrapping up, is there anything that you would like to add, you know, you want people to remember about living a joyful life?
Yes, yes. Well, I found a beautiful quote by a beautiful brother named Rashid Ogunlaro, and his quote is, expectation has brought me disappointment. Appointment has brought me wisdom. Acceptance, gratitude, and appreciation have brought me joy and fulfillment. That's his quote. And I just want to close with saying this. Joy is within. Don't forget that. It's within. It's connected to the heart. Invoked by internal experiences. Happiness is without. Invoked by external experiences.
Absolutely. I know for me, in wrapping up, I would beg of you to take a moment and connect with your joy centers, okay? whatever that is, okay? And it can't involve someone else. It can't involve more than $5, okay? You can bum $5 from somewhere. But, you know, take a moment and really think about the things that bring you joy and find a way to multiply that, you know. So whether it's just relaxing, reading a book, do that. Find a good book. Order a good book. If you enjoy the park, guess what? Springtime is coming. We can get outside. We can start to enjoy that. We can bring the outside in. We can plant. We can do all kinds of wonderful things. But find out what really creates your joy. You know, for me, having this intimate relationship with God and doing the things that I believe are going to please God, you know, it brings me to tears. It makes me so happy and creates joy for me. And so those things that I find myself grateful for are the very things that create joy for me. So I just want to, if I could leave everybody with that, I would like to say, please, spend some time with that. Of course, you cannot forget the very important part of the show, and that is the prayer out. We, Mama Khadijah and I, have got to get our prayers lined up. If you have not said a prayer to pray out, the praying out the show is so important, family. I'm speaking to my family. It's so important. It's such an honor. We're saying prayers, you know, yes, for those that are on the line, but hundreds of people, hundreds of people listen to this program afterwards. I don't know where they are on Wednesday, but hundreds of people are listening. And your voice may be that voice. Your prayer may be that prayer to inspire them to learn more about prayer, possibly research your prayer, you know, to say it for themselves. You know, that may be the highlight of the show for this person. So, you know, let's go ahead and reach out. And I want to get my guest prayers in because they always bring a different kind of energy with them. And it's needed, it's important. And, you know, let's not forget, service is a part of this joyful life, okay? So if that's one way that you can serve, let's go ahead and get it in place, okay? So I'm going to say, with Mom Khadijah's permission, I'm going to say the prayer for the night. Is that all right with you?
Amen.
Amen. Awesome. And I just want to give thanks and praise to Heavenly Father, the Divine Mother out there that are watching and protecting myself and my family. I feel the protection. I feel the protection translated as love. I know that the energy that is surrounding right now is one of bloom, of spring, of new beginnings, of new understandings, and I welcome the newness of the life that is coming forward. I want to give thanks and praise for the protection while we were in the preparation stages of this newness. Thank you for the protection to get us here. Continue to guide our steps as we're walking through this life. Allow the negativity to stay far, far away and allow us to continue to see that light that shines for us. You know, allow the light bearers to bear the light. Allow the prayer warriors to have strong voice, strong, clear head, strong heart, bravery as they go forward in their prayer protection, prayer warrior roles. Allow those nurturers to continue to help build us so that we can be strong on the inside and out. Allow the nurturers to continue to birth new babies into new understandings, new godchildren, new life support, you know, new everything and everyone. Allow those new things to be protected, that we know how fragile they are in that state. Allow them to be protected. We have travel coming up this weekend, God. Please watch over all of those that are going to be traveling, working on their spirituality. Allow the houses that they leave to be protected as they come forward. Allow the journeys on the road to be adventurous and safe. Allow for all those of clear heart and mind
come forward. We're going to say amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Ashe.
Ashe.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to A Wonderful Approach Radio. I am your host, Khadija Seven, and I want to thank everyone for taking time out of their extremely busy Wednesdays. I think this Wednesday has something personal going on with me. There are so many little things going on. Just take 2 minutes for this and 5 minutes for this. And I am so glad that I have to stop and do the radio program because it has been an adventurous day. Every day is adventurous with me.